It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
And welcome to Substate Championship Saturday. Today we're back at Silver Lake High School, site of Class 3A, as local teams will battle it out with the trip on the line tonight to the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Our boys 3A Substate Championship game will be first, featuring the third meeting of the year between Big 7 League teams, the Sabetha Blue Jays and the Royal Valley Panthers. Our nightcap will be the girls Substate Championship tonight, as host and top seed Silver Lake takes on the Nemaha Central Thunder. Glad to have you along on a Saturday evening from Silver Lake High School, along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, and we'll be joined on the broadcast here this evening by Connor Bouchard, head coach of the Holton Wildcat boys. Probably knows these two teams much better than I do, with Big 7 League foes Sabetha and Royal Valley set to collide for a third time. Royal Valley won the first two meetings by 12 on January the 7th and by 15 points not that long ago on February the 18th. The Royal Valley boys are 21-1 under second-year head coach Chris Brown, trying to get to their second ever and second straight boys high school basketball tournament. Sabetha comes in 18-4 under 32nd-year head coach Scott Berger. The Blue Jay boys haven't been to state since they played second in 2016 and hope the third time is the charm here tonight. Coach Bouchard, glad you could join us. A lot going on today. We certainly want to extend our thoughts and some prayers real quickly to some of the folks that are battling wildfires, I know, throughout the region. Such a windy day, and I know there's some people out there in some panic mode right now, so we certainly have them in our thoughts and prayers. But, Connor, how hard is it to face a team third time, especially Big 7 League teams that you know so well and have battled? That's what we got here coming up tonight.
Well, it's hard to face Royal Valley with this team at any time, so whether it's the first, second, third, or fourth time, it's going to be a challenge for Sabetha, as you know, with the talent on the floor that Royal Valley has and the way that they're playing with poise and confidence. But, you know, on the other side of it, you got to be nervous, I think, if you're Coach Brown, just because the old adage is true. It's hard to beat a team three times, and especially a team that's really good. You know, of their four losses, two of those are to Royal Valley. So, you know, I think there's probably, you know, the moment's big. There's going to be nerves on both sides, and the team with more poise and the team that plays their brand of basketball and makes their imprint on this game, I think, is going to have success tonight.
Royal Valley's had a little bit easier time getting to this Saturday's Substate Championship. They beat Jeff West 84-33 and then topped Marysville two nights ago 66-40. Sabetha, meanwhile, needed overtime but did win their rubber match against Nemaha Central 49-46, the Blue Jay boys' final on Thursday night after they beat Silver Lake 47-35 in the opening round. Sabetha's won 10 of their last 11 games coming into this Substate Championship here tonight. Royal Valley started the year 15-0, their only loss by 1 point to Holton. They bounced back with six straight wins since, and as mentioned, will try to get back to the state tournament. They did not get to play in the Hutchinson Sports Arena, qualifying for state last year with the COVID. Only four teams made the state tournament site, so those quarterfinals were played locally, and Royal Valley lost their first round game of the state tournament last year against Rock Creek. Let's go ahead and give you the, it looks like we're going to do the national anthem, so we'll take our pregame timeout, then we'll come back with the starting lineups. Sabetha will be the visitors in their road navy blues. Royal Valley will be the home team in their whites with the purple numerals and letters here tonight. But it looks like we'll have a break before we get to our starting lineups. Again, we're streaming online worldwide and free with the audio today at mscsports.net. Just go to Listen Live and select KNZA. Also, beginning here simultaneously, if you're interested in the 2A Substate Championship games at Valley Falls, those are on Care Radio 93.7, and if you're interested in the Class 1A Substate Championships at Frankfort, those are on 92.1 KMZA. It's 3A from Silver Lake. That's coming up next after this timeout.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson.
Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Thinking about building a new home this year? Denison State Bank is one of the few banks around that still makes front-end construction loans. And when it's done, we can wrap the final cost into monthly mortgage payments. Let's start driving nails together at DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rainbow Communications is a participating service provider in the Affordable Connectivity Program that provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. The benefit program ensures households can afford the broadband they need for work and school. To learn more about the eligibility requirements for the Affordable Connectivity Program, visit Rainbow Communications' website at rainbowtel.net.
FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Silver Lake High School, along with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke, alongside Connor Bouchard. It's the Beth and Royal Valley boys battling for a trip to the 3A state tournament. Told you Sabetha is the visitors, and here's their starting lineup tonight for head coach Scott Berger. It's 5'10 junior Matthew Garber in the backcourt with 5'11 sophomore Marcus Bauman. Also starting is Davis Roki, a 6'4 junior. Noel Niehaus, a 6'2 junior. And rounding out the lineup, 6'3 sophomore Kristen McAfee. So McAfee, Niehaus, Roki, Bauman, and Garber for the Blue Jays, who are 18 wins against 4 losses this year. Two of those to Royal Valley. The Royal Valley, the home team, the top seed in white under Coach Chris Brown. Their starting lineup includes Knox Wawasek, a 6'5 senior, in the backcourt with 5'11 senior Jake Kelly. Also starting is 6'5 senior Mason Thomas. Brady Klotz, a 6'6 senior on the inside, along with KJ Miller, a 6'4 senior for the Panthers, who are 21-1. Wawasek, Kelly, Klotz, Miller, and Thomas. That is 5 experienced seniors in the starting lineup for Royal Valley. Sabetha not really playing hardly any seniors on varsity this year. I look at that as maybe one advantage here in this matchup for Royal Valley among maybe a couple others tonight. But I think for Sabetha, they can't feel much pressure. All the pressure's right on Royal Valley probably here going into this.
Right. You got to believe it's two opposite ends of the spectrum. From Coach Brown, you got to think, you know, what he's telling his guys, pressure is a privilege. You got to play with a target on your back, and they've been doing that for the last 2 or 3 years anyway. And so I think that's the mindset. Like you said, Sabetha has nothing to lose.
The house and Quad set to jump it up. We're underway as the Blue Jays win the 10th, and they'll move from left to right on your radio dial here in the first half. Garber bouncing it inside to McAfee. Tries to drive on Miller, but it's stolen away. Turnover Sabetha. Royal Valley so good in transition. Thomas back to Miller. Now Kelly over to Wawasek. Knox had a huge game. Scored 28 two nights ago here at Silver Lake. Now though they feed Miller. Now Klotz top of the circle. Back into KJ against McAfee. Turns. Tough shot. Missed. Rebounded by Garber on the backside for the Blue Jays.
1-3-1 zone again from Royal Valley. Just like we saw a few days ago.
There's a 3 by Bauman. No good for the Blue Jays. Offensive rebound by Roki. Roki had a phenomenal game. He scored 18 in Sabetha's win over Nemaha. Here's a 3 for him in the near corner. That's no good, but a rebound by Niehaus.
They appear to be really attacking the high post first and then getting the ball to the corner. You get a lot of open looks in the corner against a 1-3-1 zone because you got the baseline guy trying to run from corner to corner.
McAfee to Roki. Hit 3 straight threes in the second quarter. Here's C-Mac at the elbow. Missed it right side. Rebound by Brady Klotz. Shots that Sabetha can live with, though. And while Weston comes over here, keeps his dribble still busy.
They're playing with the girls' ball right now. They're playing with the girls' ball.
Well, really, you should probably start this over, right? No wonder those shots didn't go in.
I can't believe that happened. Noggs caught the ball, and he looked at the official, and I think he was thinking to himself, this feels weird. He looked at the official, and he was dribbling towards him. He said, this is a girl's ball. And all of a sudden, he walked over to the scores table, and they switched it out. And they had both game balls sitting right there behind the scores table, but when the referees grabbed the initial one, they grabbed the wrong one. No wonder none of the shots have gone in so far.
No score, but they keep the clock, and we're rolling again at 6 minutes 40 seconds here in the first quarter. Thomas into Quats, tipped, but Brady gets it back. Now to Wawasik, averaging 18 points a game to lead Royal Valley. Missed the first five of the year. He'll pop from the foul line. It's no good. Niehaus rebound. Wawasik 18, but then you have K.J. Miller 15, and Quats 13, and Mason Thomas 12. Those four double-digit scores for Royal Valley. I think this is one of the first years, Coach, that it hasn't always been on Saturday. You just always play the girls' sub-state championship and then the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I wondered about that. And, you know, you got Silver Lake as the host. Their girls' team is going to be playing here second, and they kind of probably predict that. But I guess that's not just happening here.
Everywhere, yeah.
Happening everywhere. A little bit unique, but it's good to see as well.
They're trying to, I guess, give the teams that played Friday night a little bit more rest. So they all play the late game on Saturday because they're playing back-to-back nights.
Makes sense.
Turnover for Royal Valley. So one turnover on the Panthers. Two turnovers for Sabatha. They were called for a travel last trip down. And 2 minutes in, we remain scoreless here at Silver Lake. Garber, top of the key. Now Roki tries to drive, flips it over to Garber. Here's a three-point shot. It's off the back lip. Rebound tip, and McAfee gets to it to the Blue Jays. Sabatha's missed the first three threes.
They're really getting the ball to the high post. About the fourth time.
Bauman okay. A little slow getting up. He shot it on the baseline and apparently got fouled.
I think he landed on somebody's ankle. Problem a little bit.
The foul was after the shot, so no free throws here. Personal on Knox Wawasik, our first foul of the game. Blue Jays keep it on their offensive end. McAfee at the tip of the circle to Garber on the right wing. And now Roki. Feeds it inside to C-Mac. Turns, little baby hook shot with the left hand. It's short. Rebounded by Miller.
Here they run.
Knox moving right to left for Royal Valley. Takes off, exerts himself, and the layup is spun out of there. There's a lid on both ends of the basket, even with the boys' basketball. 5:15 to go. Garber to McAfee. Now deep three straight away by Garber. Missed short. Rebounded by Wawasik. Get back. There's Miller, and he couldn't quite hang on to it. That's going to be the second turnover against Royal Valley.
Miller was over the top. He had a little touch pass there. While Wawasik underthrew him by about a foot. But gets another foot on that. It's a wide-open layup.
First sub of the night, Daniel Coleman, a 6'3 junior in for Royal Valley. He'll replace Jake Kelly. Neither bench will go very deep here tonight. Sub-state championship game. Roki, 13 points, one behind Matthew Garber, who scores just over 14 a game to lead the Blue Jays. Also, McAfee scoring 11 in outings, so three guys in double digits. Here's a Bauman fake three. We'll get it into McAfee, the lob to Niehaus. Tough shot, it's good! Plus one, first points of the night, scored with 4:35 to go in the first quarter. It'll be an and one for Noel Niehaus. Personal on Daniel Coleman, his first, team's second. Sabatha, 60% free throw shooting team. Niehaus has struggled a little bit at the line. His and one is no good. Rebound, and that's going to be a foul, I think, on Klotz. It's McAfee. Yeah,
I think they called that on McAfee, but they didn't call it for fouling Klotz. They called it for fouling Miller. It was almost like a double foul. One guy was fouling the other guy who was fouling the other guy, but they got McAfee first.
McAfee was in the middle, kind of sandwiched there, but he picks up the first foul against Sabatha. Blue Jays lead 2-0. 3.5 minutes gone by here at Silver Lake. Wawasik to Coleman, now Miller in the near corner. Back on the wing, they get it to Thomas up top. Quats. Bauman tried to defend Noggs, a little fadeaway in the lane. That's no good. Royal Valley's missed their first four shots. They trail 2-0 with nearly 4 minutes gone by.
Yeah, you got to feel good right now defensively if you're Sabatha, but you really look through 4 minutes of the game. You're only up two, and they haven't scored yet.
That KU-Texas game in overtime, is it over yet?
It looked like Kansas was up 70-63 with just about 10 seconds left. So it looks like KU's going to win a share.
Either 20th Big 12 title for the Jayhawks. KU playing at senior night home today as Sabetha commits their third turnover of the contest. Typical Saturday in winter. K-State lost and KU won. And now we got high school championship basketball here in Substate tonight. Coleman over to Thomas. Mason yet to shoot. He'll pop a long two. This one's off the iron, no good. Right down, ripped down by Garber. Blue Jays still have their starting five out there for Coach Scott Berger. Garber into McAfee. Now Roki. He'll fire up a three. It's good. Tickles the line. Davis Roki with his 20th three-pointer of the year. His fifth one here in the last two games at Silver Lake.
Well, Valley's getting clean looks so far. I don't know if they're great looks, but they're clean looks, and they just haven't gone in yet.
Well, Wasik, a three, top of the key. He answers, as that's the 27th triple this year for Noggs, and the Panthers are on the scoreboard.
That's big right there. If he can get going, I mean, he's the catalyst for everything they do. If he can get going and start playing with a little swagger and confidence, it carries everybody with him.
Sabetha leading 5-3. McAfee left in the lane, tries to spin to the baseline, but he traveled with it. That's four turnovers now on the Blue Jays. First sub for Sabetha will be 6'2 junior Preston Michael. Pretty crazy to think about how good this Sabetha team can be next year. I know you don't want to think about that. None of the Blue Jays fans want to think about that, but they're going to bring everybody back. And it's been a great turnaround season. Remember, Sabetha went 3-18 a season ago, and this year they come in at 18-4.
What a turnaround. What a coach, too. I mean, unbelievable what they've done.
Miller spinning, kicking it up top. Now Coleman feeds Quats. Left side, big shot good. Tied at 5 as Quats gets the bucket, and a Chris Brown timeout taken by Royal Valley. 2:29 to go, first quarter. We're all tied at 5. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. We return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Silver Lake. Justin Fluke alongside Coach Connor Bouchard with 2:29 to go, first quarter. We're tied 5-5. Sabetha scored the first five, but now the Panthers have answered to get it even, and out of a timeout, it'll be Sabetha basketball. Roe Valley keeps Coleman in the game. They've turned it over twice. Sabetha's turned it over four times, nearly five. They tried to get it into Roki. Comes back to Garber, flips it to Bauman. Now McAfee at the left elbow. It's knocked away, stolen from him. Quats feeds Wawesik ahead. Down the middle of the court. He goes up and slam dunks it. Hunts Wawesik straight on, and the Panthers have their first lead.
Yeah, turnover. You got to stay away from that if you're Sabetha. Take care of the basketball. Everything Royal Valley does is predicated on running and transition, getting out and running.
Knox made that dunk look pretty easy.
Yeah,
nice feed here to Roki. Goes up and under and sinks it in on the right side. Davis wanted an and one. No foul, but he's got 5 points, and we're tied again at 7.
Yeah, another big thing. He's trying to seek contact there. He didn't quite get the call, but it's a really good finish by Roki.
Well, Wesley has 5 of the 7 for Royal Valley. Roki now with 5 of the 7 for Sabetha. Thomas off the bounce, up top to Klotz, fakes the three, steps back, shoots the three, and he hit it. Big time play.
I tell you what, if Klotz is hitting step back threes, you're in for a long night.
It's 6'6 senior Klotz with his 9th three-point basket of the year. Panthers lead 10-7. Clock rolling at 1:15 here in quarter number one. Make a pass. Bauman, Garber, now Roki. Quick turnaround, right elbow. This one bounces out. Rebounded by K.J. Miller. Wesick and the Panthers want to run.
Got to have a guy up the court in the corner, but trying to play at his own pace, under control, as he usually does.
Here's Thomas on the near side. His three is no good, but Coleman with the rebound. Klotz going to try again. It's a two. It's good. Tippy toe on the line, but Klotz from the perimeter again.
Yeah, he was. That was probably about a centimeter over the line. The ref had a great angle on it. It was a great call.
Panthers 5-5 here in the first quarter. Just over 30 seconds to play in it.
What a big play there by Coleman, too, on that rebound on the backside.
Yeah,
huge play for his team.
Second chance point.
Yep.
Blue Jays may be holding for one here against the 1-3-1 Royal Valley zone. Now Garber sees an opening, kicks it over to Roki. Far corner, that's a triple, no good. Rebound Thomas.
Hey, what, Roki's unconscious right now. He's shooting without thinking, which is a good thing at this juncture. When you get this crowd, this environment, you don't want to really be out there thinking too much.
Had that great offensive game on Thursday. Here's Wawusik losing the handle. Michael's got it. Oh, he let it fly. Didn't realize how much time was left and almost banked it in from three-quarters length of the court. He actually let it go with 3 or 4 seconds on the clock. Almost banked it, but no good as Royal Valley leads 12-7 over Sabetha here at the end of one quarter. Panthers by a nickel as we head to a full one-minute timeout. You're listening to Substate Championship Basketball on FM 103.9 KNCA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the second quarter we go. Royal Valley leading Sabetha 12-7. Quick shot by the Panthers missed here at the beginning of quarter number two. Sabetha got the first five of this game, but then a 12-2 run to close out that first quarter. Now a long pass. You can't make that against Royal Valley. Klotz intercepts it. Klotz then knocked away by Garber. Good job as Matthew is the only one back. But for Sabetha, that's now their sixth turnover here in the first quarter.
Yeah, they did a great job getting back there and forcing baseline out of bounds. But again, skip passes are really tough at that length. Royal Valley brings to the table.
Miller hands to Wawusik. Knocks open, looks straight away. This one rimmed out, rebounded by Preston Michael.
Knox is getting great shots. He just needs to stay patient.
Garber against Wawusik atop that zone. Over to Bauman. Jay's on a bit of a scoring drought here. There's another tip and another deflection into the hands of Wawusik. Up the court against Garber. And this time, foul on the floor. No free throws as Garber's going to pick up his first personal. That'll even up our team fouls at two. Back-to-back turnovers, though, on the Blue Jays. Royal Valley's just got length and athleticism, long arms. We've talked a lot about that zone, but they make it really difficult.
They do.
And especially skipping passes.
There's a lot of freedom they have with that zone, too, which is kind of, you know, unique to them. Coach gives them a lot of freedom to make decisions and trust their instincts.
Inside, K.J. Miller finds an open Jake Kelly. He drives by Michael. Reverse layup, no. Rebound, Miller had it. Throws it up as he's falling backwards on the floor. I think it's a foul against Sabetha. Miller had control of the rebound, but they're going to say a foul on the floor. And Sabetha's third foul is going to be the first on Noel Niehaus.
That's not really Jay Kelly's strength there. He's more of a set shooter driving to the basket like that. If I was him in that situation, I might try to find, you know, the drop pass or get to 2 feet and pump fake. That's a really tough finish to get to the other side of the rim.
Here's Klotz, a three on the inbound play. This one too strong. Matt Kelly, the fifth starter for Royal Valley, averaging about 3 points per game. Garber brings it ahead for the Blue Jays. In the far corner, it goes to Bauman. Bauman maybe tweaked an ankle early, but it looks like he's perfectly fine. And now we got a timeout. First one called by Coach Scott Berger here in the first half. A 6:38 to go till the break. We'll step away again. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, our timeout sponsor. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word. Discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Silver Lake High School 3A Substate Championship Saturday. Boys came first. Later, it'll be the Silver Lake girls against Nemaha Central. Both teams have used a timeout. Samantha with the basketball. They trail 12-7 against Royal Valley here with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Barber over to Michael. McAfee Niehaus and another steal in the head. Here's going to be Showtime. Knox Wawusik. The second dunk of the night. This one a two-hand slam, and the Panthers have a 7-point lead.
Yeah, it's frustrating for Coach Berger that he draws something up and then mishandle the pass, mishandle the ball, and aren't able to get it again. Here we go again. Ahead, Knox Wawusik. Showtime! A one-hand slam. Back-to-back dunks by Wawusik. And 16-7. Both of those are steals by Klotz, making plays for his teammates. So the benefactor is Knox, but Klotz with two huge defensive plays right there.
Three straight turnovers for Sabetha. Niehaus out to Bauman. An open three on the right wing. This one rattles out. Rebounded K.J. Miller.
Mr. Reliable inside. It seems like every time they need position for a rebound, K.J.'s sitting right there.
And Knox gets so many of those transition dunks because he's the man at the top of the 1-3-1 zone. So once it's stolen, man, he's flying up the court. Now he's going to shoot a three. This one no good after two straight dunks, but an offensive rebound by Kelly. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. Sabetha scored the first 5 points of this game, but since then, a 16-2 Royal Valley run. Klotz squares up, shoots with a hand in his face, and Brady's feeling it. He's got nine.
He's playing with energy on defense, and he's playing with confidence on offense.
Klotz and Wawusik have all 18 of the points here for Royal Valley, 9 each. McAfee at the high post, down low to Niehaus. He fakes, he goes up, he left it short. Got his own miss, he dribbled, kicks it to Michael. Now up top, Garber's set for an open three. That one won't fall, and Klotz has the rebound.
You know, I don't think he got fouled on that. Sabetha's crowd was asking for a foul, but I think Thomas did a great job keeping his body away and getting a hand on the ball on that block.
Royal Valley beginning to pull away a bit. They've scored all 6 points so far here in this second quarter. Two dunks by Wawusik and a shot by Klotz, and now travel is just the fourth turnover against Royal Valley. Davis Roke coming back in for the Blue Jays, and for Royal Valley, Daniel Coleman will step back on the floor with 4:38 to go here in the second.
Klotz looked down and looked at Coach Brown there at the last possession and said, "Coach, I need one." So he'll probably get about a 30-second break here and back into the game.
Both those guys have hit a three and each scored 9 points, Wawusik and Klotz. Ball deflected and stolen by Royal Valley again. That's Sabetha's 10th turnover now, and half of them in this second quarter. Kelly back to Wawusik. She's an opening drive.
My goodness, that was a big-time play right there.
Three slam dunks in the second quarter. Knox Wawusik is putting on a show.
That was oh, the lane cleared for me, and I'm going to go, and there's nothing you can do to stop this right now. Unbelievable play.
This might be a big game or something, huh?
Yeah, he was. What a cool environment we're in here right now, Justin. Stands are packed. Silver Lake's bleachers go really high on one side. And, the other side's pretty normal for a high school gym, but that far side's really high, and if there's hardly any bleacher space available in this gym right now.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people waiting out in the hallway for something to clear before they can come in for Silver Lake and Nemaha Central.
Yep.
And now coming into our broadcast, we are welcomed by John Holliday as well. And got here just in time to see Wawusik start posterizing some folks and putting on a pretty good show.
They showed up for the Wawusik show, and the Royal Valley defense just been outstanding. Somebody didn't read the scouting report. I didn't realize the boys were playing first. I thought we had a 6 o'clock girls' tip. Wasn't paying attention. So
it's a little bit different. Connor and I mentioned that earlier. That's how they've kind of done it across the state this year. Whichever team plays Friday in the semifinal, they get the late game on Saturday in the championship. So, well, after a Blue Jay timeout, their second of the night, they'll have the basketball. Just over half of the second quarter still to go, and nearly another steal by Coleman. Now he threw it away into the hands of Mason Thomas. Thomas one on three, gives it back to Wawusik. He thought about a triple, now drives against McAfee. Little floater on the baseline, good. And
while Wessick just scoring any way and every way he wants to right now.
Yeah, just so much poise and plays so under control.
Pretty good highlight reel. Here's another steal. Sabetha's got 12 turnovers now, and this game's getting away from them in a hurry. While Wessick, top of the key, he's got 13 points already. Klotz has the other 9 for Royal Valley. Here's Klotz down, though. He got a quick breather. And he's fouled, double-teamed. It might be the second personal on Christian McAfee.
When their defense is playing this well, it gives them the ability to go to their bench a little bit and get those guys a rest. A lot of times those four, and I don't think that Thomas ever really needs a rest, and neither does Knox, but the other two, the big guys inside, because they're running, they got a little bit further distance to run each time up the floor. So those guys, Miller and Fox, need a rest every now and then. So this is important for them to get some rest here in the first half.
You know, Connor and I had a chance to work last night. You know, we talked about this Royal Valley defense, you know, Coach Brown was switching defenses during the year, and late in the year he's gone to this 1-3-1 explosive play. And when you have that much belief in something, obviously it's paying dividends for this Panther team tonight, because they, you know, when you get layups and dunks out of the deal, that's a pretty easy offense, pretty easy coach offensive side of the ball there.
That's right.
Klotz misses both free throws. He's 74% on the year, but they both fail. The score remains 22-7. Blue Jays got to take care of it. They're not even getting many shots up. Here's a long NBA three by Garber. No good. Offensive board, McAfee up, and they're going to wipe off his follow and say a foul on the floor against Royal Valley, which will just be their third. Well, Royal Valley went nearly 4 minutes without scoring a point. They were down 5-0, and from that point on, they have looked as dominant as they have all season long here in this sub-state championship game.
Justin, this is the one time you see them go man, baseline out of bounds, they defend everything man. And they get another steal, even man right there.
13, Sabetha turnovers. They trail by 15 points as we're under 3 minutes to go. Blue Jays have not scored here in the second quarter. A 10-0 quarter so far. Nice feed to Klotz. Easy layup. Wawasa gets the dime.
Beautiful pick and roll, two-man game right there. Two pretty good players in a two-man game.
Well, Wessick has 13 and Klotz has 11. They've got all the scoring here for Royal Valley.
You know, that's one of the things. When you look on the floor, Royal Valley is dominant every position. You know, they've got some best out-man to a man about every spot. You know, there's very few spots where you can look at and say, hey, I think Sabetha's got an edge here.
Taking a few threes. Now Roki straight away at three. That's good. In the drought, Roki's second triple. He's got 8 of the 10 for Sabetha. It was a 12-0 second quarter advantage for Royal Valley prior to that basket. 2 minutes to go. Three by Coleman in the far corner. This one no good. And a smart decision by K.J. Miller there not to force the issue and pick up a cheap over-the-back foul. Christian McAfee getting control of it, and he's fouled for Royal Valley by Daniel Coleman. That's the third foul on Daniel Coleman. He's got 3 of the 4 fouls for Royal Valley so far as they'll head back to the bench. Jake Kelly returns.
He would tell Coach Brown before the game, one guy's going to pick up 3 fouls. I think Coleman would be the one that he would be okay with right there. Means he's being aggressive, and also he's, you know, not one of their core four that they really rely on.
Both coaches have only played one off the bench so far here in the first half. Blue Jays will have the ball down 14. Garber over to Roki. Davis looks to drive, pulls up at the elbow. It rolls to the right side, missed. Clock slips away the rebound. Wawasik has 3 slam dunks already in this game. 2 in transition, but 1 in a half-court offense just right down the middle of the lane. Gets it to the high post. Klotz now steps out high, flips it to Kelly on the near wing. Klotz cuts through the baseline. He's double-teamed. And ball kind of stuck there for a moment. He's going to be whistled for the travel.
It looks like Sabetha's dropped into, kind of hard to tell right now. There's not a lot of movement, but I think they're in a matchup, their matchup zone right now where it looks kind of like a 2-3, but they'll go guard their areas too. Might try to throw Royal Valley off a little bit and slow the pace down.
Niehaus to McAfee near baseline. Bauman threw a double team, almost lost the handle. There were a couple sophomores out there for Sabetha that played and got some starts as freshmen last year on varsity. Niehaus tried to skip it, but it's deflected by Wawasik and stolen again.
It seems like there's no stop there. There's a hand on every passing lane, it seems like.
for Royal Valley.
14 turnovers against the Blue Jays, and that's the deficit. Here's Knox, a little lean
called
in.
Travel again. Called him for a travel. I don't know about that one. He looked like he was under control.
Coach Brown would agree with you. He's looking for an explanation. Saying he slid, I guess, that pivot foot on his way to lean into the plate.
Official saying he slid the foot. Yeah, I don't know if he did or not. Usually you give the offensive player the benefit of the doubt unless it's pretty obvious there. I thought that was a little bit of a questionable call.
Preston Michael back in for Sabetha. Back at the end of trouble. The ball knocked free and another Blue Jay turnover. Their 10th one here in the second quarter. Wawasik driving. Tough shot. And he drew the foul. Like 1-on-3 there for Wawasik. Davis Roki picks up his second personal.
You know, you can if a young player is watching Knox play, that you can, there's a lesson there in it's not all about speed. It's not all about blowing by your defender. It's about your pace, the pace that you play with him. He almost looks like he's like going half speed out there. Now, part of that's the fact that he's an unbelievable athlete, and but he the pace he plays with, it looks like he's not trying to attack. But he's just buying his time. He's playing under control, and he realizes, if I can get to my spot, I can make a play. He just plays a great pace. He doesn't go out of control. Very rarely gets out of control.
Knox hit 9 of 11 free throws. That went against Marysville the other night. Made his first one here. The second attempt is in and out. He's got 14 points. Tabetha's got the ball now down 15 as Roki went out with two fouls. 25 seconds to go till the break. Garber is fouled. That's the fifth foul against Thor Valley, but number two on Wawasik. You don't even need a stat sheet. You can just keep track of all this in your head. It's like you've watched a few basketball games or something.
If I'm coaching against Nogs, I know how many fouls he has. So.
Another turnover by Sabetha.
I've been doing that for 4 years.
16 turnovers against the Blue Jays. Roll by looking for one shot while Wawasik again drives. Jump stop in the lane. Shot won't go, but it's tipped out of bounds by Sabetha. And the Panthers going to get another look here with 3 seconds to go. This is a 13-3 second quarter advantage for Royal Valley. Kelly to throw it in to Miller. Back to Wawasik. A long straightaway triple.
That's
oh, man. With 1/10 of a second left, Wawasik going to get three free throws here for the Panthers to close out the first half.
That was one of those situations where the defender kind of flew by, and Nods, when he left his feet, his foot was a little bit out in front of him, and he clipped the foot and turned him and spun him to the ground.
I'm surprised they're bringing him off the line.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that.
They got a 10th of a second. You should have put him down there.
Three free throws. The foul is on McAfee, and that hurts Sabetha because it's his second personal foul. Did they call it? It's not a technical because they're still inside half court.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing here.
I was going to say, because on a rebound, you could have a tip.
Yeah, well, he could just tip it up to himself, throw it off the rim, and tip it in.
First free throw is good. Second free throw is perfect. That's 16 points in the half for Wawasik. Klotz has the other 11. Now they're going to let Sabetha come.
Still not.
I think the official's saying it could be tipped.
Well, they got to throw it in.
No, it was a three-shot foul. He's
right.
Got one more free throw.
Right, he's got one more free throw, but he's still got to... Still got to occupy.
Yeah, they're going to let him occupy, it looks like.
Come on, it's a sub-state championship game.
Yeah.
Let's go. This isn't anything new or different.
I don't understand. If there's time on the clock, right, they should be able to occupy the slots on the...
Let's be honest. If Bichard and I know the rule, then the officials should know the rule,
yeah.
Right? Because we ain't missed a call from the sideline for quite some time.
I don't think I think I'm undefeated when it comes to calls from the sideline.
One more for Wawasik with a couple Blue Jays there on the low blocks. This one is good. So Knox has 17 points.
Yeah, see, they have to inbound the ball anyway, so it didn't make
any
sense.
Exactly.
Wawasik's going to the locker room. I mean, you can't do much with it in a tenth of a second.
Yeah, I think the officials were saying you can't get a shot off. But...
Which is true, but you get a tip. Right?
Yeah, that's
three,
right.
Unless it's 3/10 of a second, you can only tip it, you can't shoot it.
Well, halftime is here, and Royal Valley is in control. A 28-10 halftime advantage with a 16-3 second quarter for the Panthers. It took them 4 minutes to get their first point of the game.
but they've been pedaled to the metal since that time. We'll have the first half statistics, analysis, and recap coming up after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires?
Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
We're more relationship focused versus just looking for a blemish on a credit score.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
At Farmers State Bank, we really get to know the customers that we have. We know their financial goals. This really allows us to be more relationship focused.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family. Business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance. Insurance in Ozaukee, not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Our score at halftime, Royal Valley 28, Sabatha 10. This is the boys' 3A sub-state championship game, along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, alongside Connor Bouchard and John Holliday. As the girls are warming up, it'll be Silver Lake and Nemaha Central in our second sub-state championship game here this evening. Well, it took Royal Valley 4 minutes to get a point. Sabatha led 5-0 early in this game, but from that point on, a 28-5 run. Royal Valley led 12-7 at the end of one quarter. They scored the first 12 points of the second stanza to go ahead 24-7. They got three free throws from Knox Wawelsic at the end of the half to take a big lead of 18 points here at intermission. We talked about Royal Valley's weapons, but pretty incredible that they've done all this offensively with just two guys. At least those are the ones that have scored all the Royal Valley points. Knox Wawelsic has 17 at halftime, 12 at the second quarter. He has dunked it three times already tonight. And Brady Klotz has the other 11 points for the Panthers, despite missing a couple free throws. Both those guys made a three-point bucket for Royal Valley. Overall, they go 4-7 at the line. And Connor, it seems like the Panthers just pretty much on cruise control, and they forced 16 Sabatha turnovers in that first half as well. Yeah, we said that the other night in the semifinal game. The key to staying with, I'm not saying beating, but staying with Royal Valley is keeping it close, is you've got to take care of the basketball. Anytime you turn the ball over, you're giving the opponent, especially with the way they run, you're giving your opponent a shot and you're not getting one. And so, coaching basketball is pretty simple. Get more shots than your opponent. And you're not doing that if you're turning the ball over or giving up second chance opportunities. And what's really good to see for Royal Valley is the confidence and the poise and the patience and everything those guys are playing. You know, sometimes you get a little bit more anxious. You get a little bit a little bit more nervous for your senior campaign when you have high expectations, because if you don't succeed this time, then you don't get another chance. So those seniors are playing with a lot of poise, and and a lot of confidence on both ends of the floor. Black Willow Valley, Sabetha had just two players score in the first half, but not near as much. Davis Roche has eight, and Noel Niehaus has the other two. The Blue Jays missed their only free throw attempt. Roche did hit two threes, so overall, Sabetha made just four field goals in that first half. Obviously, 16 turnovers is a problem. Also, they have Davis Roche and Christian McAfee both with two personal fouls here at halftime. Barroa Valley and Knoxville Wessex has two fouls. Daniel Coleman has three. But Coach Holliday, if you're the Blue Jays right now in the locker room, or if you're at Royal Valley, what do you think the discussions are here at halftime of a sub-state championship game?
Well, if you're Coach Berger, you're just talking about, we've got to take care of the basketball. That's, you know, you alluded to the fact that Royal Valley only had two guys scoring. But the reason they're scoring is they got five guys playing defense, playing great defense. You know, Royal Valley hadn't had to run much half-court offense. They're scoring in transition, and, you know, Klotz is up there, and Wawasik, obviously, with three dunks, you know, they're getting a free run at the rim. And so you got to take care of the basketball, get the ball in deeper into the offense, because all those turnovers that Royal Valley had, or excuse me, Sabetha had, the Royal Valley got, happened at the top of the offense, and that leads to layups. You know, if you get a turnover throwing the ball out of bounds, you can set your defense, but if you throw it away that early in the offense, it's breakaway time for Royal Valley. And you know, if you're Coach Brown, you gotta be thinking, okay, we're half done. You know, you can't back off. Yeah, you've got an 18-point lead, but let's realize that you're playing a team that's kind of hungry. And Sabetha, we saw them early in the year, they found another gear. You know, early for a young team, you don't ever count a young team out because they don't know that they're down 18. They're going to come out and they're going to play hard, and, which is typical of Scott Berger teams.
Again, our halftime score, Royal Valley 28, Sabetha 10. Our first half statistics are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting, the local experienced professionals that are on your side. NEK Tax Services still with some appointments available. They owe you one more timeout here at halftime. When we come back, we're going to pass along some other area scores of other sub-state championship games. We'll do that after one more break here on our halftime, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16 and home of the 110% price match guarantee. You're listening to sub-state championship basketball here on KNCA.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
How about some fresh sushi? Here at Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day, and many items are just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experienced people. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner. Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back as we begin the second half. Justin Fluke alongside Connor Bouchard and John Holliday. It's 28-10. Royal Valley boys leading Sabetha. Blue Jays will have the ball to begin this third quarter. Couple other quick scoring updates that happened. 1A at Frankfurt. It is Care Paravel 24, Troy 16. And in Class 2A, girls game at Valley Falls, the Jackson Heights girls leading 23-11 at halftime against JCN. Another Sabetha turnover. Here's a K.J. Miller open three up top. He hit it. And he joins the scoring for Royal Valley. They put up 30 in the third quarter against Marysville the other night. They get a big bucket here to begin the third quarter in the championship game.
Well, you've got 27 points from Miller and Thomas who did, you know, per game, and they haven't even scored until right there.
Davis Roque able to score for Sabetha. He's going to get an and one, and he's in double digits with 10 points. Foul on Jake Kelly just his first. So Coleman 3, Wawasek 2 for Royal Valley. Blue Jays have Roque and McAfee each with two fouls.
Well, I really like KJ Miller. You know, two times I've seen him this year, he's been a man-child. And,
yeah.
And, you know, he hadn't really had much to do because you haven't seen a lot of half-court offense, but when you got a kid that big to step out and shoot the three, that's a matchup issue.
Well, the free throw missed by Roque on the and one. The Blue Jays had the offensive rebound, but they missed a three by Garber and then pick up a foul trying to get a rebound. It's on Christian McAfee, and that's his third. So McAfee will head to the bench for the Blue Jays with 6:42 to go here in the third quarter. Biggest lead of the game now, up to 19 points for Royal Valley.
Yeah, it's a matchup zone right here. I'm going to say the guys are staying in their areas.
Wawasek in the near corner, a three by Jake Kelly. That one no good. Rebounded by Roque. Garber, the leading scorer for Sabetha, with no points so far in this game. McAfee, a tough pass, but Roque able to get it. Goes up, shot blocked, rebounded by Thomas. Panthers without numbers. Thomas will slow it up on the left side. Now we're 5-on-5. Nice, no look, one-handed pass. Miller, got it, plus one. He can't relax for a second. What a pass there by Thomas when he thought Royal Valley was going to maybe look to set up some half-court offense. A one-handed dart to Miller, who flashed to the basket and scored.
Again, as a coach, I'm considering that a transition basket if I'm a defensive coach. So, you know, he's sprinting up the floor. It wasn't like a primary break. It was just a secondary action, but a beautiful pass on the weak side.
Miller's got 6 points. He hit a three, and now he's got the old-fashioned three-point play, and the lead is 34-12.
That's why he can't relax on the backside of any defense. You know, that's a rotation issue for Sabetha.
Yeah. Now another Sabetha turnover as the ball just ripped away by Jake Kelly. Wawasek clots at the elbow, turns, shoots, scores. What's Royal Valley's field goal percentage since the first 4 minutes?
Yeah, they're shooting the ball really well. And some of, a lot of shots they missed were great looks. They just weren't making them.
It is a 24-point lead here for the top seed Royal Valley. A press to Michael Trey. That's no good. Rebounded by Klotz. Sabetha, the overtime win against rival Nemaha Central on Thursday night. Now they get a steal as it was tipped by Roque into the hands of Bauman. Turnover number 7 against Royal Valley. The Blue Jays go baseline. Garber around Miller. Tough shot. 6 points tonight for Matthew Garber. Garber did all the scoring for Sabetha in overtime and also made 2 free throws to get that game tied at the end of regulation Thursday night. Wawasek, he's ready to get going. A three-point shot, still on the twine. Wawasek now with 20, and another timeout by Coach Scott Berger.
This one, I think Coach Brown took this
one. Oh, did he?
30 seconds on him.
Yikes.
39-14 with the timeout here. 4:50 to go, third quarter. We'll step away. Timeouts again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. This is Substate Championship Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect-free storage units. Call John McManigle at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage. Located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Silver Lake High School, 39-14 our score. Royal Valley dominating Sabetha in our boys' sub-state championship. Justin Fluke alongside Connor Bouchard and John Holliday. Blue Jays at corner three. It's Garber out of a timeout. Won't go. Roki trying to get the rebound, but we got a foul. Miller down in there amongst three or four different bodies, including McAfee, who's playing for Sabetha with three fouls. K.J. Miller got the personal. It's his first. Team fouls even at two. Harper looking for something coming to the basket. Can't find anything. Gets it to Travis Dollinghouse. First Sabetha senior in. 5'8 guard making an appearance here with 4.5 to go, third quarter. Harper again drives. And fouled on the floor.
They're just lost with that one.
Chatting during the break that when Royal Valley's playing this good, there can't be many teams in Class 3A that have the potential to stick with them when they're playing like this.
Yeah. Offensive foul there from McAfee.
To four before the ball was inbounded. So you agree?
No.
About Royal Valley. About
oh, sorry.
Royal Valley being the best
at 3A,
maybe, if they're playing like this?
No, if they play their best from the talent standpoint and then the style of play, it's really hard for teams to, you know, it's hard to scout. It's hard to prepare for. 1-3-1 zone is miserable to prepare for. There's not a great offense for it, and you got to make shots. So, the way they're playing right now, I'd be hard pressed to find a team that can play with them.
Thomas missed the three-pointer for Royal Valley. He's still yet to score. Here's a skip to Roki. He's swatted away by Plott. Plott gets his loose ball, spins out of control, and a traveling violation after the ejection by Klotz. He can't finish at the other end.
Really smart play there by Noggs. I think Brady thought he maybe got fouled on that, and I don't know if he traveled or not, but it certainly looked awkward. But Noggs picked him up and grabbed him and said, nope, get your butt back. Let's go. We got to go get another stop.
Well, you made comment about this 1-3-1 zone. You know, it's hard to prepare for, but the size that you're facing.
Yeah.
You know, they cut the floor in half just by putting Wawasik up the top of the key, and you got to float it to get over the top. You know, here's where Royal Valley's their own worst enemy. Okay, you got a couple travels. Don't get complacent here. You know, you're going to have to keep playing, and you're probably going to win the ball game. But let's that you just can't get caught up with a call, or you can't get caught up with a poor decision. You just got to keep playing. As you saw Wawasik with some leadership skills, that's what's going to take.
You're right.
At the next week,
yeah,
that's what it's going to take, because you're going to get more of it from some better teams.
Knox still talking to Brady, telling him to Klotz and telling him, hey, calm down, we're fine right here. Miller talked to him too. That's important. You got to have that leadership, and those guys know each other better than anybody.
Klotz going to shoot the three, and it missed, but a rebound Miller, an easy stick back over Kristen McAfee, who's out there with four fouls. K.J. Miller has 8 points now, all in this third quarter. Sabetha did get a basket from Christian McAfee, who got fouled, but missed his and-one opportunity there a moment ago. Now we go under 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Our score, 41-16. Roki inside to McAfee, around Miller. Another deflection. Loose ball. Dalton now skips it. Travis tried to drive into the land of Giants, and he's called for the travel.
K.J. Miller missed reliable on both ends right there. Just stands his ground, doesn't move, doesn't slide his feet, kind of forces the travel on the other end there with the putback.
20 turnovers now for Sabetha. Talking about next week, Royal Valley has one loss. There's one team still undefeated in 3A boys. That's Cheney. They're 22-0, but they're playing tonight against Heston, who's 21-1. Nice little feed while Wessick to Miller. Jump stop, basket. Nope, he traveled with it. Miller
pleaded his case to the official. It's turnover number 9 for Royal Valley. So you got Cheney 22-0, Heston 21-1, and there's one other team with just one loss besides Royal Valley, and that is Galena, who is 21-1 as well. So Royal Valley and Galena with one loss, Cheney undefeated, and then you got a couple 19-3 teams in southeast of Saline and Osage City. That's how the 3A potential state bracket is shaping up, at least with teams alive heading into sub-state championship games here tonight. So Coach Brown and Royal Valley got a warning from the official and then took a timeout. Right?
And then Noggs comes over and tells him, hey, it's okay, Coach. It's okay. We got this. The Noggs tells the next guy, guys, we're fine. We got this. We're fine.
Well, a true leader. He's talking to his team. He's talking to his coach. He's talking to the fans. And while Wesley keeping everybody under control, meanwhile, he scored 20 points tonight. They still tell Brady, hey, calm down. We're good, man. We're up 41-16. Telling J.J. Miller, we're good, man. We are good. Look at the scoreboard. Look at the time. Let's be smart here and have some fun.
Yeah, that's what it takes, man. That's what it takes.
The thing about it is, you know, one of the things we always had on Scout Report is officials.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This official, he's got a short fuse. I mean, that bench warning really gave officials a little bit of leeway where they could stop the game, make their point without giving a technical foul. So,
and I think probably a smart timeout there by Coach Brown, too, just to calm his team down and say, hey, you know, I think he looked at Knox and said, I'm fine. I'm not going to get a technical.
Yeah.
I needed to do that right there.
Miller got a block, but then Roki ended up with the ball for Sabetha. His shot no good and out of bounds. It's Royal Valley basketball with 2:02 to go, third quarter. A 25-point advantage here for the Panthers, looking for their 22nd win of the season and a second straight season advancing to the 3A state tournament. While Wessick, of course, left the end of last year, went to Branson to a prep school, but came back early fall, got eligible just after December on a hardship ruling from KSHSAA, and he's been pretty unstoppable here. He spins and hits a three, carded by Bauman. It doesn't matter.
That was a high-level move right there. Refused the ball screen, spin back, and a 1-2 right into a deep three.
He signed with Emporia State to continue his collegiate basketball career. Did not well us like a couple weeks ago.
You know, Justin, I might argue that signing early like that has maybe calmed him down a little bit. He seems to just be playing with so much more leadership and poise, and like he's got, you know, like he doesn't have that you know, extra weight weighing him down, if that makes sense.
He kind of had a chip on his shoulder earlier, like, you know, maybe he had something to prove when he came back to Branson. But I agree wholeheartedly. He's been a leader since I've got here. Obviously, I missed the first quarter, but
yeah.
The last two quarters, he's been phenomenal.
Bauman missed a three-pointer, but Roki got the rebound and got fouled on the follow. Personal number 2 on K.J. Miller. So Miller, Klotz, and Wawasik all have 2 fouls for Royal Valley. At the line is Roki for 2 free throws. He missed an and one earlier this quarter. He makes the first one, bouncing it through for point number 11. Nobody for Sabetha has more than 2 points except Davis Roki, who's now got 11 with the second free throw pending. And 57 seconds left here in the third quarter. By the way, 5 team fouls on Royal Valley as well, as Roki's second one is good, and that gives him a dozen. 44-18.
This Sabetha team, and this Sabetha team a year ago, if you'd have said, hey, we're going to go to the sub-state championship, it was a great move.
Mason Thomas, yes.
But you'd have said, Sabetha, we're going to go to the championships next year. Nobody would have bought in. This is huge for a young Sabetha team going into next year.
Yeah, it is. It's and playing this environment, get that experience for those guys.
So Sabetha just 3 wins a season ago. First losing season in over a decade. They have their hands full here tonight. Royal Valley an 18-8 third quarter advantage. They won the second quarter 16-3. Noggs looks off a pass, takes it to the rack. Wide open left-handed layup. Point number 25 for Wawasik. I think here in the last 3 weeks or so, he's been averaging over 25 points a game. His season average at 18, but
yeah,
kind of backs up the point you guys have mentioned since that signing. He has been locked in. That's the end of the third quarter. A 30-point lead. We're going to have a running clock in the fourth quarter of the Class 3A Boys Substate Championship. Royal Valley dominating Sabetha as we head to a one-minute timeout with one quarter to go here on FM 103.9 KNCA.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go, and a quick turnover by Royal Valley. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Connor Bouchard and John Holliday. Our studio engineer is Seth Tollefson. We got a 30-point running clock here in the fourth quarter, and we got five new players into the ball game for Royal Valley for their third straight game in sub-state. Their starters are not going to play this fourth quarter.
Are they? They stopped the clock.
Now they ran it. Got a jump ball here with the possession arrow to the Blue Jays. Sabetha's still got McAfee with four fouls. Bauman, Garber, Niehaus, and Roki. And there's an inbounds play to Christian McAfee. Easy lay in. C-Mac with 4 points here tonight. And a steal by Sabetha. Get you the guys out there for Royal Valley in a moment as Roki at the offensive end missing. Rebound Niehaus over a little guy, and he missed a shot. Aiden McKenzie is a sophomore. Trayson Murata is a junior. Daniel Coleman is a junior. Also, Ian Torres is a junior. And one other one for Royal Valley. I don't think I went that deep, and I should have learned my lesson because this happened to me the other night, too, when Royal Valley gets all their guys in the fourth quarter with a comfortable lead. We got a foul here against Sabetha. Again, with the running clock through this fourth quarter, it's going to fly by, and the Panthers appear on their way back to the 3A state tournament.
Yeah, you're kind of maybe looking right now at what the matchup will be next year for both of these teams.
True.
You know, to be honest with you, you talk about who both of these teams bring back. Both of these, you know, Sabetha's got zero seniors on the floor, and Royal Valley's got all of their seniors on the bench.
Turnover against Royal Valley. They've had a few of those here in this third quarter. Sabetha with the ball, moving right to left. Sabetha 18-4 record coming into today, but they turn it over. The pass way too high and to the scores table at midcourt over the head of Roki. 22 turnovers on Sabetha. They had 11 of them in the second quarter when Royal Valley took control of this game with a 16-3 8-minute stretch. Coach Brown down visiting with the official that gave him a warning earlier here in this second half. Breathing pretty easily right now is Coach Brown, who won a 2A boys state title with Jackson Heights during his 8 years there, and now going to try to get Royal Valley to make a run in March Madness.
Coach Brown looked like he looked at the official there and asked him why. Why call that one? Like I said the other night, as an official, you're going to call any contact here because it's going to shorten the game up. You don't want any conflict. You don't want anything occurring here these last 8 minutes when the clock's running. So every call foul, you get another 15, 20 seconds running off the clock.
Coleman leans in, missed it. Offensive board for Royal Valley by Torres, and he lost the handle out of bounds. Under 5 minutes running clock, 48-20. Royal Valley got up by 41 against Marysville 2 nights ago in the semifinal game.
We got a foul here. A little reach in against Royal Valley. One more will put Savetha into the bonus. Torres picks up the foul. Underneath, that's McAfee fouled, and he'll shoot two free throws, and we'll take about a minute off this clock. Again, the second game is the girls 3A sub-state championship that will feature top seed Silver Lake and Nemaha Central. It was very impressive last night in defeating Hiawatha. Silver Lake, meanwhile, had quite the contest and a battle and survived a missed three by Jeff West at the buzzer last night to escape Silver Lake with a 55-53 win over the Tigers. McAfee makes the first free throw. He's got 5 points and a second free throw coming here as we are under 4 minutes left now. That one no good. Rebounded by Torres. 48-21. Royal Valley will be no worse than the 3 seed at the state tournament. Get to play in Hutchinson on Wednesday this next week. Nice turnaround jumper there by Daniel Coleman.
Pretty good move by the bench player.
It was.
Looked good.
First Panther points here in the fourth quarter, and another foul that'll give Samantha a 1-1. The McAfee heading back to the line where he made 1 of 2 a moment ago. Samantha going to start to clear their bench, bring in a couple of their senior guards, Travis Sollinghouse and Tyrese Bishop. Davis Roki should get a big round of applause. He's had a great year for Samantha. Certainly a good substate for him. Also pulled out of the game is sophomore Marcus Bauman, who did not score in this game tonight. McAfee misses the front end. Rebound batted around. Still loose on the floor. C-Mac picks it up. Dollinghouse to Niehaus. Skip pass over to Michael. He'll fire a deep two in the corner. No good. Rebound to Niehaus. The Blue Jays keep it. We're down to 2:40 to go. 29-point Royal Valley lead. Another foul. Another 1-1 here for the Blue Jays. KU winning in overtime at home today over Texas to clinch at least a share of the Big 12 title on senior night. K-State lost by a half dozen at home today to Oklahoma. Gets us some other finals. Our game's certainly going to finish with this running clock ahead of the other area sub-state games. Dollinghouse at the line, and there's a good-looking free throw for the senior to get a point here in his final game as a Savetha Blue Jay. One more free throw for Dollinghouse. A minute 50 to go. This one off the back iron, rebounded by Torres for Royal Valley.
You know, this unfortunately for Savetha, this is not going to be indicative of the year they've had. You know, the thing is, they came back from a year ago with 3 wins to what they did this year, just pretty phenomenal. Wouldn't y'all remember that? Royal Valley hits a bucket.
Connor Hamas scoring, and now a Royal Valley steal. Now a 3-point shot by Ethan Neuner. That's no good. Royal Valley gets the rebound. Turnaround jumper. There's the bucket for Lucas French. So two guys scoring late here for Royal Valley, making it 54-22. They go under a minute left. Dollinghouse driving, getting fouled, and heading back to the line for a couple. You're right. And it probably takes a week or two, but, you know, when you start going into next season, I mean, towards the end of the fall, when you start going into basketball, this about the team's going to be getting a lot of talk, a lot of attention. It's all going to be positive, and this game won't be remembered. It'll be an 18-5 turnaround season that's remembered with basically everybody coming out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Blue Jays clearing their bench here as well. Final starters pulled off the court.
That's, you know,
basically in the game.
The other thing is, you know, you figure out what it's going to take to play at this level. You know, they're going to have an opportunity to get back to the sub-state championship, and Royal Valley is going to become a lot more common after a graduation in May. But a lot of good things for Royal Valley are going to go on and play somewhere else.
Yeah. What a cool moment for Royal Valley, for those fans. I could actually get to go experience the real state this year.
Royal Valley going dancing at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Panther team that's been ranked in the top 5 of the state the whole entire year. They dominate all 3 games of their substates with running clocks in the fourth quarter of each.
and they beat Sabathia here in the championship on Saturday evening by a final score of 54-23. Royal Valley will get their sub-state championship trophy. They'll play next Wednesday in Hutchinson to begin their 3A state tournament run. We'll come back with post-game final stats, player to bank on, plus still another sub-state championship game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local, skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Post game presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for residential, agricultural, or commercial real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. Final score 54-23. Royal Valley boys win it over Sabathia. They didn't score in the first 4 minutes of this game, and they actually trailed 5-0, but a flip switch. And for Royal Valley, it was pedal to the metal for the remainder of the night. They led 12-5 at the end of one quarter. A 12-0 run to begin the second quarter turned into a 16-3 blitz, and then a 20-8 third quarter to push it to a 30-point margin and a running clock through the fourth quarter once again tonight, just as they had done against Jeff West and Marysville earlier this week. The Panthers set their starters through the entire fourth quarter. They improved to 22-1. And for the second time in school history and second year in a row, the Panther boys basketball team is heading to the Class 3A state tournament. Before I jump to the stats, I'll get final thoughts from Connor Bouchard on the game here tonight.
Yeah, so the key to beating a great team like that is taking care of the basketball, and then that, we obviously know that didn't happen. What was the final turnover total you had?
23 for Sebastian.
Yeah, 23 turnovers, and a lot of those, when you play against that particular zone, it's going to lead out to easy baskets. And the game broke open in the, you know, there at the end of the first quarter, but really in the second quarter with two or three straight plays and dunks, and the momentum completely flipped, Sebatha dug themselves a hole they weren't able to get out of, and you know, it's hard to get out of a hole when you got a guy like Noggs playing so much confidence, and all the pieces worked tonight. And like you said earlier, if Royal Valley plays that way, it's going to be hard for anybody to beat them. Now the challenge is going to be consistency. Can they stay that consistent through the next week or so? But you know what? On the other side, let's look at Sebatha. They've got a lot to be proud of, and not a lot to hang their head about. Coach Holliday mentioned this earlier, but you go from 3-18 a year ago, and now you're 18-4, 18-5 on the season, and probably one of the better turnarounds in the entire state of Kansas, I'd imagine. They've got a lot to be proud of, and a lot to look forward to as well moving forward. And great experience for those players, great experience for the young guys. Coach Berger doesn't need any of that experience. He's been here, done that before. But for those young guys, that's great experience.
What are you saying? He's as old as I am, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's seen a lot more than I have, I'll tell you that.
Any other final thoughts, Mr. Coach Holliday?
Well, you talked about the turnover. 16 of those, I believe, were in the first half, and that was when the dam broke, and Sebatha had no stop for it. But that Royal Valley team has a chance to be something special. They get to Hutch next week and get the right draw and get the right matchup, but they're not going to have running clocks at Hutch. I mean, they're going to have to come play, and there's going to be some teams out there that are going to compete with them and may have the athletes to match up with them. So, until we see that, until we see who ends up at Hutch and the brackets, and when they come out in the morning, that we'll know a lot more. But as Coach Deschard said, and you've alluded to as well, if Royal Valley plays this way next week, they could very well be hoisting not just a sub-state championship trophy, but a state championship trophy as well.
Let's get you the final stats here of this game as we'll wrap up the Royal Valley 54-23 win. We'll start with Sebatha. They got 12 points from Davis Roki in the only two Blue Jay three-pointers made today. Christian McAfee scored 5, and then 2 each for Matthew Garber, Noel Niehaus, and Travis Dullinghouse at 2 late free throws. Sebatha is 4 of 11 as a team at the line, and they have the 23 turnovers. They end their season 18 wins against just 5 losses. They finished 11-3, tied for second in the Big 7 league. For Royal Valley, Nonsquawasic, 25 points all in 3 quarters. He had 17 at halftime. He had 3 dunks. He hit 3 threes. He hit 4 to 5 free throws and did it all for the Panthers here today. He's our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha. Player to bank on, Nonsquawasic, 25 points. Brady Klotz had 13. K.J. Miller scored all 8 of his in the third quarter. And then 2 points apiece for Mason Thomas, Daniel Coleman, Lucas Franks, and Connor Hamas all had baskets in the fourth quarter for Royal Valley, who's 22-1 and heading to Hutchinson next week following their 54-23 win over Sebatha. Our next game will be the girls' sub-state championship. Silver Lake is 21-1. They're the top seed. They'll have to get past Big 7 foe Nemaha Central, who had a big win last night against Hiawatha. Those girls' teams back at it here tonight, and that game is about 20 minutes from tip-off. So we'll send it back to our studios, probably some music, as well as possibly a check of our local news and weather, and we'll be back for more basketball at Silver Lake High School here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sebatha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sebatha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
Flatbed drivers, CAMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36. South of Sabetha.
KNZA.
And a good Saturday afternoon. Seth Tollefson here with you. We're about 8 minutes to the top of the hour of 7 o'clock. Again, game number one of our Silver Lake Sub-State Championships in the books. As in the boys' championship game, Royal Valley knocking off Sabetha 54-23 to advance to the Class 3A state tournament next week. So congratulations to the Panthers. Well, stay tuned. We've got, again, game number two between Nemaha Central and Silver Lake, as that will be the girls' championship game. That will be coming up in just a little bit here. We're about 8 minutes away from that. We are going to sneak in an update of our Kansaland weekend news. Also take a look at the weather forecast, and we'll do that before we get to game two tonight here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton, or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.